It's me, Mark Lloyd.
The Mark Lloyd is actually talking to The Rock.
Mark Lloyd.
Has his man wide open. Oh, that's yeah. Bailey at the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Mario Bailey.
Mark Lloyd.
What do we want as a sports fan? Huh? What do we want?
Mark Lloyd.
Have you had any water today?
There's water in my lemonade.
There you go. So I'm not a huge fan of vegetables. Okay, so how can I eat some? This, just blend them up.
Sit back, relax, and let this guy do all the thinking for you. Mark Lloyd.
Hello, everyone, and happy Saturday. Seminole Bill's in the house.
Salute.
Terminus Eric's here as well.
What's up?
We are brought to you by our good friends Seminole Bill over at Fraud Protection Network. Start protecting your family today, like we all do. With the Rapid Pro Real-Time Identity Theft Protection Program, give them a call. Start protecting your identity at 855-203-0683. Or you can visit them on the website, Seminole Bill at?
FraudProtectionNetwork.com.
And you just heard what happened with Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
So identity, I mean, it's so important to protect your identity. Give them a call over at Fraud Protection Network. You could thank me or Seminole Bill or Terminus Eric later, okay?
Yeah, just get protected.
Yeah, just send us a card or a tweet, which you can at Mark Lloyd Show. Good segue.
Very
there.
Nice.
I'm on
Sharp
already.
Sharp on the new year.
Or visit Facebook, Mark Lloyd Show, and MarkLloydShow.com, right?
Wow.
So we have all of our ducks in a row. We have a new year. Did you have a great new
ducks
year?
Ducks in a row? Is that a pun?
Oh,
good Lord, you're just
killing sorry, I just stuck it to
hurting
you. Just
me already.
I didn't mean to. That was very good.
Nice shot.
But you had a good New Year, like the day, not the game.
The day was good.
Okay, Terminus? Excellent. That's what we wanted out of you.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, he was, way to explain things.
The birthday lapse hangover
that's
or something.
True. That's true. No doubt about
Mosh
that.
Posh.
Well, you know what, Seminole Bill and all of our audience out there, you know, with the bowl season has been going on. It's been a really exciting and fun bowl season. Some fantastic games, some blowouts, so many shockers. I mean, shockers all over the place. Conferences looking good during the bowls, especially one that we didn't think would do as well as they are doing. And one team in there is playing for the national championship. Other conferences that we thought, or at least the country, there's no we. So the country, or at least a certain region in the country, SEC West, thought they would be dominating. Huh? Did you say something similar?
That wasn't me.
That wasn't you?
No, okay. Was that you? You thought your voice? Was that Terminus?
That might have been Terminus over there. Or getting their you-know-what's handed to them. And then we had our first ever college football playoff semifinal games. The Rose Bowl turns out to be a blowout. 59-20 Oregon over Florida State. We'll get into that game some. And then the number one team in the country, Alabama, loses to fourth-ranked Ohio State in the Sugar Bowl. So now our national championship game is set. Oregon versus Ohio State. So we have so much to get to. That's just, Seminole Bill, that's just college football.
Yeah.
So once again, we're going to try to jam-pack everything in to this one-hour show like we do every single week. Kind of the same way Michigan State only needed a few minutes to come down and beat Baylor, in the Cotton Bowl last week. But we also have NFL playoff football coming up.
Yes.
And you know what? I love the NFL. Okay, just like so many of you out there do. I love the NFL, but there's nothing like the playoffs. I was just talking to my brother. I said, you know what? It's just awesome because this weekend we have the playoffs, and it just seems, doesn't seem that way. It is. Just the notch gets, just the dial gets turned all the way up. And we have some fantastic matchups. Pittsburgh Steelers. And what I want to get from you too, and we'll talk about this a little later on the show. We'll get into the NFL. But it's interesting because I want to say it was a few weeks ago, and a lot of people might think this too. And the old saying is, boy, I don't know if I want to play them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's just something to it. It's not backed up by necessarily stats. You know, you can't just point at a stat and say, I don't want to play them because of this. I think sometimes it's just based on players and then what we call the postseason.
Yeah.
You know, there was Reggie Jackson was Mr. October. You know, just stuff like that, that when the postseason comes along, like the New York Giants,
yep,
right?
Yep.
There's teams you don't want to play regardless of how they performed. That for them, it was literally praying, just get us into the postseason. And the Pittsburgh Steelers are one of those teams.
Yep.
And believe it or not, so are in a way the Baltimore Ravens is a team like that. And that's the first. Is that the first game that would be played? No. That's the 8 o'clock game. That's the 8 o'clock game. But that's the AFC matchup. One of them, which is going to be fantastic. The other AFC matchup is the Cincinnati Bengals taking on the Colts. The Colts laid it to the Bengals early on in the year, just absolutely blew them out, which is good for them. However, though, if the Colts end up winning, the Steelers end up winning, the Steelers laid it on the Colts earlier in the year. But it's kind of one of those playoff things. For the Colts, what everybody's waiting for is they're going, you know what, man, they're getting in there now. Andrew Luck is the real deal, but they need to advance now and keep on advancing. Because it's weird. Expectations get higher and higher. Hey, it's not good enough just getting into the playoffs. We need to go deep. We need to get into the AFC Championship game. Now, that's just the AFC, Seminole Bill. And we'll be predicting games, too. Since we did such an awful job in college football. All right. And folks, so on the NFC side, how great is this matchup with the Detroit Lions against the Dallas Cowboys? Now, and just like... It's great that Jim Harbaugh, stay with me, folks, is back in college football and he's Michigan, because college football is better when the big powers, the names that everybody knows, are good. They don't always have to be great, but good. So that's good for Michigan. It's good for the NFL to have teams like the Dallas Cowboys back in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I don't have a dog in that fight. Doesn't matter to me. But as an NFL fan, I like having it. The big personality of Jerry Jones, right? Jerry World. Tony Romo is always a spark for controversy. Dez Bryant, a spark for controversy. They're kind of a throwback team, you know? And so you have the Cowboys against the Detroit Lions. And then you have the Arizona. This is the strange game. But Arizona against Carolina. However, though, Arizona really has no star power whatsoever. They're there based on what they did earlier in the year and kind of just held on for dear life at the end. And they're really undermatched. Undermanned, whatever you want to call it, because of the quarterback situation. It's almost like Arizona is the Ohio State of the NFL, right?
Yep.
I mean, they really are.
No respect.
And no respect, but on their third or fourth string quarterback.
Right.
You know,
right,
everybody's injured. But they, you know, but they're in their dance.
They keep winning.
Yeah. Just like Ohio State. So you never know. Maybe that's an omen for Arizona. Going up against a Carolina team that does have star power in Cam Newton. And this is what people are waiting for. You know, Cam, you're in the playoffs. Let's see what you could do now.
Cam.
Yeah. So, and you have a running back in Stewart that's really emerged, former Oregon Duck. And then you also, he has his go-to guy in Kelvin Benjamin right now, too.
Yeah.
So, some interesting games in the NFL. The first round of the playoffs, I absolutely love it. But we have a lot to get to, Seminole Bill. That's just the NFL later on. You know?
I'm excited.
And we're going to break down all 38 bowl games. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Real quick. Before we go to break, your thoughts on your Florida State Seminoles?
We got lit up like a Christmas tree.
Lit up like a Christmas tree.
You know, we were in the ball game, and as everybody
Where was
knows,
the turning point? Because sometimes people talk, and it's like, listen, hang on. There's no doubt the score indicates an absolute blowout, but you can't tell me Oregon was that much better of a team out there. And that might sound silly, and people might say, oh, well, you know, you guys are just being biased. No, not really. No.
You can analyze this game real easily. When the turnover started happening, listen.
And momentum, Oregon caused them. They caused them.
Oregon did. I mean, look, we had the same situation when we took the ball away from Clemson. There Clemson sits ready to go into the end zone, take the game.
Good point.
And we stripped it.
Good point.
And we just took the heart out of that team. Oregon, look.
Where's the turning point, Bill?
The turning point was exactly when our buddy number four laid that ball on the ground the first time, because
Dalvin Cook.
It started a string of monumental errors. And they rolled, you know.
It was 18-13,
yeah.
And Florida State was driving because Oregon never stopped them.
No.
Florida State stopped themselves. But that's part of the game. That's part of the game.
The turnover
game is always a huge thing. When you have two teams that are really good and one team's turning
the ball over.
And so they were driving, got all the way down to the 30, and Cook fumbles the ball. Instead of being possibly 20-18 Florida State, not saying that they're going to win the game by any means, but 20-18. Obviously, it looks a hell of a lot better than 27-12 or whatever it turned out to be. Because Oregon did what really, really good teams do. You don't get a turnover and squander it. You get the turnover and you make them pay, and you make them pay fast.
Yep.
You go for the jugular right away, and that's exactly what they did. And Florida State's defense, instead of rising to the occasion and saying, you know what, the offense needs our help, we need to get a stop. In the first half, they were.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It was 18-13, you know. But they needed a stop, and they couldn't do it against Oregon. Oregon sensed that, and that's when the game started opening up. And it's weird, and we'll talk about this on the other side of the break. We're going to go to break. But when we come back, we'll talk about how kind of similar – that Ohio State-Alabama game was, too, at 21-6. So we had a lot of stuff to get to, Seminole Bill.
Let's go.
All right. I'm glad you have a smile on your face.
Hey.
I'm glad you're here. I was hoping you didn't disappear or anything like that.
Man, you wear that.
Did your wife have to take away the noose or any razor blades?
Nah.
Okay.
Nah, we were laughing and saying, hey, all good things sometimes come to an end.
Yep, you're absolutely right. All right, stay with us here on the Mark Floyd Show. We're coming right back.
It's me, Mark Lloyd. Okay, fans, Peyton Manning, LeBron James, and Andrew Luck, all number one picks. Now let me tell you who your number one pick should be when it comes to protecting your identity. Hands down, it's Rapid Pro from our great friends at Fraud Protection Network. You hear the stories daily, retailer after retailer, having their so-called secure systems being hacked into by criminals, and thousands of good folks like you instantly becoming victims of identity theft. Our amazing team at Fraud Protection Network has developed the next generation in identity theft protection. Rapid Pro, real-time identity theft protection. You get credit monitoring, lost wallet protection, and positive trigger alerts, change of address, payday cash advance, and public records monitoring as well. It's all there, friends. You get true real-time alerting, no secondhand stuff, award-winning member service support, and $25,000 service guarantee to back you up. Call Fraud Protection Network at 855-203-0683 or visit their website at fraudprotectionnetwork.com. Take it from Mark Lloyd. When it comes to identity theft, the number one pick is Rapid Pro from Fraud Protection Network.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
Welcome back to the Mark Lloyd Show. We are powered by our good friends at Fraud Protection Network. Give them a call at 855-203-0683. Start protecting your identity. They're hands down, they are, if there was a draft, Seminole Bill, they're pick number one, am I right? To protect your identity.
They are the star.
They are the Peyton Manning, as you hear our commercials run, the LeBron James, the Andrew Luck, the Marcus Mariota / Jameis Winston for next year's draft. Right?
Got it.
Or you can visit them at the website to get more information, and we always encourage that, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's what's so awesome about Fraud Protection Network, Seminole Bill, is that they want you to ask questions. Because they know how strong their product is, and they know that they have an answer and testimonials and all that stuff that backs up everything that they're saying that they'll do for protecting your identity.
Absolutely. So go visit them at fraudprotectionnetwork.com. Get all the info and get a free 6-month trial.
Oh, that's right.
Hey, can't beat that.
No,
man.
No. And you get a credit check, too, with it.
Yeah.
You get free Experian, right?
That's right. That's right.
So very cool. So take advantage of that, my good friends. Okay. Right before we went to break, we were talking about, you can't turn the ball over. I mean, Florida State turned the ball over 4 times in the third quarter. It's a death sentence. Yeah, exactly. Fast forward to the Alabama-Ohio State game. And what is so funny? I will say this. I was wrong about the Florida. I thought Florida State would win the game. I didn't think it would be a blowout. I sure as heck didn't think Oregon was going to blow out Florida State like that. I did say Alabama would win over Ohio State. But I definitely, for the life of me, just couldn't understand why everybody always said, well, Alabama clearly is playing the best football right now in the country. And I kept on saying, guys, are we just ignoring some stuff? You could have said, offensive-wise, they were playing at arguably the highest level. And I would have said, okay, because you know what? Against Auburn, Missouri, you know, down the stretch, Sims was lighting it up. They're running the football. Cooper obviously was just killing everybody. And I would have said, okay, I still don't understand the defensive side, how we kept on, we, the media, everybody, giving them all kinds of credit. I'm going, did you not watch the Auburn game?
Right.
Auburn with Nick Marshall, who can't throw the ball. It's all or nothing, right? He throws it up. It's either a touchdown or it's an interception or he's awful. Just ran up and down the field and scored left and right on him. The whole year, everybody's been able to throw the ball in Alabama. Their secondary never got better at all, just like Florida State's. If we're talking about the top four teams. It never got better. So when it came to Ohio State playing them, I didn't think that they'd be able to throw on them only because of Ohio State's quarterback.
Yeah,
nobody knows the guy. And they come out and throw on him, which they did. Once again, the long ball.
The key.
Ohio State gets one third down after the next, no matter what the distance was. Just, I'm watching the game going, it just is amazing. And I love watching Saban. Oh, I just love watching him throw his arms up on the sideline when something happens. I was not expecting. I thought Ohio State could run the ball on him, but not nowhere near. When I mean run the ball, I mean.
Convert every down.
I mean, yeah, exactly. 85, 120 yards. You know what I mean? I wouldn't call that running the ball on somebody. Effectively, I would call it, hey, we have a good back. We're good enough. We're going to get something. But just to steamroll them. Steamroll them. And for Alabama having no answer for Elliott. None whatsoever. And nobody on Bama's defense could compete with the speed of him either. He broke through. Would you not have thought one of Alabama's five-star defensive backs would have the speed to catch this guy?
I would think so.
Yeah, not even close. And so, Alabama's up 21-6, Seminole Bill. Ohio State gets the ball. And I said to my brother, I go, boy, this is so similar to this Florida State game. Alabama was up 21-6, and this is per Nick Saban in the press conference post-game, saying, the only reason we were up 21-6, we weren't doing anything special. We weren't, like, executing at a high level. What we were doing was they were turning the ball over, and we scored.
Right.
Okay. And doing
opportunistic.
Exactly. So it's up 21-6. Here's the difference between Ohio State and Florida State. Florida State gets the ball per third quarter, right in the game. Here they come. Florida State fumbles the ball. All right? Yeah, exactly.
Here goes Allison.
Ohio State. They've already turned the ball over a couple times. What do they do this time? They don't turn it over anymore. Now they drive down the field and get that touchdown. They don't turn the ball over again on the next down. Florida State continues to turn the ball over, and Oregon continue to capitalize. Ohio State, it's like they stopped the bleeding. I don't know what Meyer said. Hey, listen, do not turn the ball over. Okay, guys, don't turn it over, and we have a heck of a chance to win this game. And then Ohio State just continued to march up and down the field. Blake Sims, on the other hand, is throwing interception after interception. Yeah. And this is what's funny, too, Seminole Bill, is that finally, as Joey Galloway, Ohio State alumni, was just preaching on, you know, pregame and all during the week. He was saying, listen, you got a double coverage. You got a triple coverage, triple cover of Amari Cooper.
Take him out of the ball.
Yeah. They go, that. You know, if Blue beat you, then Blue beat you. If Howard, right, the tight end beat you, that didn't any beat you. If Yeldon beat you, you know. But don't let Cooper, the obvious choice, beat you. And they did. 9 catches, 70 yards. I don't care if you had a couple of, you know, whatever. But 9 for 70, not 9 for 230,
yeah,
which he had in previous games. Well, the stage is set. I'm excited.
It's going to be fun.
Oregon, Ohio State.
Battle of the O's.
That's right. So when they're all doing the O, it's like, without their colors on, you don't know. First, real quick impression, then we'll get to the other bowls because I know we want to. Real quick, Oregon, Ohio State. Oregon, I think, came out as a 7-point favorite.
Yeah.
I will not say. Sorry, I asked you. Go ahead.
No,
you know I got diarrhea of the mouth.
Oregon should be favored. They are the higher seed. Mm-hmm. They disposed of us like a bad napkin.
Yes.
And so they march on, and they look like a juggernaut. Ohio State, again, stays, you know, sub their next opponent, which is probably where they want to be. They don't want to be the favorite going in. They want to have the proverbial chip on their shoulder and play the underdog role and surprise somebody else if they can. You got 1 week to prepare. Who would you rather be, Mark? Which would you rather be, prepared for Oregon or prepared for Ohio State?
Well, you know what? You're right. But at the same time, if I'm Ohio State, I will tell you this. If I'm Ohio State, I'm looking at that Florida State game and saying, you know what? Oregon couldn't stop anything, especially running the ball.
You're right.
Dalvin Cook had 90 yards in the first half. This is Florida State's rushing game now.
They could have given him the ball a lot more.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you're Ohio State, you did. Elliott just went 230 against Bama, who supposedly could stop the run. What do you think that guy's going to do against Oregon?
Well, you know, supposedly we dispelled the myth that Oregon's soft.
Who said? I mean,
you know, I know you heard that comment.
It just kills me.
How do we get 600 something yards if they're stout?
Yeah, none of that makes sense. You know, everybody's soft. Let's just be honest. Nobody plays defense. All right, show me the defense. Yeah. As we go through some of these bowl games, Simla Bill, or anybody out there, you can tweet it in. Tell me who's the defensive team in college football right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Alabama? Nah. Not Florida State? No. Nope. Oregon? Nope. Hell no. Ohio State? Nope. Hell no. Let's go down the list of some of the other bowl games. Shocking. Georgia Tech against Mississippi State. And by the way, the SEC West.
That vaunted semi-pro conference.
SEC West has been absolutely embarrassed.
Abysmal.
Just embarrassed. And the reason that I say that, to stick it to all of you guys in your SEC West crap, is because you bring it on yourself by constantly bragging about your conference. Not your team, but your stinking SEC West conference.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I wouldn't stick it to anybody if you're saying, you know what? I'm sticking up for my team. Okay. Right. You know what I mean? But it's the conference. Oh, my gosh. Georgia Tech comes out. Remember we'll give Florida State a little credit for beating Georgia Tech. You know, I mean, they're not really that good of a team.
They're not going to hang around with these boys.
And smacked Mississippi State around all day long.
Dominated it.
Correct me if I'm wrong. That was the number one team in the country for weeks, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were.
Wasn't it?
They were supposed to be it.
Yeah, exactly. And didn't they have, like, the vaunted defense, too?
Well, we didn't know what was going to happen because when they played each other, they were worried about one of them having a loss.
Absolutely.
You know, who are we going to put up there? Can we drop them? Can we have three SEC teams in the top?
That's right.
What's going to happen?
So Mississippi State's defense just gets ravaged. Georgia Tech just runs up and down the field and really just embarrasses them in the Orange Bowl.
You know, it didn't make us seem so bad at that point, did it? That we,
no,
we
not
FFU
at all.
Actually stopped them a few times.
So let's move on now. Now you have Michigan State against Baylor. My brother pointed this out, man. He's like, he did say, Michigan State always gets his credit for the defense. Once again, another college team that's a facade. They don't play any defense. They got lit up for 41. But here's the difference. They came back and won the game in impressive fashion. What a job by Michigan State by not giving up. People were writing them off at halftime saying, you can't hang with Baylor, blah, blah, blah. And they came back and won that game. And that was an awesome Cotton Bowl. 42-41, Michigan State beats Baylor. And the Big Ten Conference right now is sticking up their middle finger to everybody in the country. Because right now, we just went over two games, right? Michigan State and Ohio State. Both victories. State over a Baylor team that said they should have been in the playoffs. Beat them. And then obviously Ohio State beating Alabama. Okay, let's move on. All right, Sumlerville. Let's go back to the SEC West. TCU absolutely
throttled.
Oh my God. Just annihilates Ole Miss. Ole Miss was pathetic. I mean, they were just pathetic. 42-3 in the Peach Bowl. And Ole Miss, we knew their offense sucked, but their defense was supposed to be, you know, something special. Oh my God.
There's a new thing out by the marketing machine. You've heard this. They were just disinterested. You heard how many times I hear that word? You know, they were disinterested.
I mean,
Alabama last year was disinterested.
Yeah, exactly.
Can we afford to be disinterested?
They got absolutely blown out. And then we also, all right, when we come back, we got to get to at least some of the other bowl games, Seminoleville.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yes, and then on top of that, we'll hit the NFL coming up too.
Let's roll.
All right, stay with us here on the Mark Lloyd Show. Don't go anywhere.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7EVENT-1, 877-7EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
This is Bill Bassett
and Eric Sweeney
with Bassett Promotions, producers of The Mark Lloyd Show. Want to put your brand with a proven winner? Outstanding advertising and sponsor opportunities are currently available for The Mark Lloyd Show. Give us a call at 877-738-3681, and we'll discuss ways to get your company on the airwaves right here where Tallahassee comes to talk on the all-new Freedom 93 FM.
It's me, Mark Lloyd. You know, in football, the quarterback depends on his best offensive lineman to protect his blind side. But let me ask you a question. Who's got your back, huh? Who's protecting your identity? You hear the stories daily. Retailer after retailer having their so-called secure systems being hacked into by criminals and thousands of good folks like you instantly becoming victims of identity theft. So how do you keep from being sacked? Well, now we have our own version of the Steel Curtain. Our amazing team at Fraud Protection Network has developed the next generation in identity theft protection. And it's a beast, baby! Rapid Pro real-time identity theft protection. You get credit monitoring, lost wallet protection, and positive trigger alerts, change of address, payday cash advance, and public records monitoring. It's real-time alerting, no secondhand stuff, award-winning member service support, and a $25,000 service guarantee to back you up. Call Fraud Protection Network at 855-203-0683 or visit their website at fraudprotectionnetwork.com. Take it from Mark Lloyd. When it comes to identity theft, you can't afford to lose.
Welcome back to the Mark Lloyd Show. Seminoleville, this is, what did you call it?
We are in jumbo mode, man. It's a jumbo formation.
It's a jumbo package segment.
Coming in, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because we're trying to squeeze everything into like six offensive linemen here, right?
Yeah.
And then another one in the backfield. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Absolutely right. Okay, let's get back, Seminoleville, because there's other bowl games I want to talk about. And then we got to get to the NFL, okay?
Yes, sir.
And then we have our final segment. We're going to have our fitness tip, our water check.
Yep.
You know, and talk some entertainment and everything like that. So we got a lot to get to still. I was for the SEC East. They've done 10 times better than SEC West. Georgia came out and throttled Louisville. of the ACC.
Yeah.
That kind of shocked me because I thought Louisville's defense was okay. Not great, but okay. At one point in the season, they were like number one.
Yeah.
Then maybe I think what it was, you start playing some really good teams and that defense isn't as good as you think. Louisville's quarterback's awful. Georgia's quarterback is awful. The difference was is that, you know what? There are some incredible freshman running backs this year.
Man, you ain't kidding.
It just dawned on me with Georgia, with Chubb.
Chubb, yeah.
Incredible. Florida State, Dalvin Cook. Freeman up at Oregon. Ohio State's Elliott for Ohio State. There are some really, really good. Fournette for LSU. I mean,
it's a beast.
Some incredible freshman running backs around the country in college football, which is awesome for next year. Which also for Oklahoma, guy that broke the 440 yards. I can't think of his name right now. Gosh darn it. I'll think of it, though.
You will.
But, yeah, exactly. So Georgia does a good job for the SEC, but does a good job for them and Mark Richt, and absolutely throttles Louisville. This was a great game. Arizona State against Duke. You know what?
That was a good
game. Duke is starting to say, you know what? We're not a fluke. We actually are here, and we're not going anywhere. Nobody knows if Duke's ever going to be, you know, in the Final Four. Stranger things has happened, right?
Yeah.
But I think with a 9-4 season, and a lot of people are saying, well, you know, those wins and those losses came, the losses came against good teams and the wins came, you know, they went toe-to-toe with Arizona State, who's a good football team. I had a chance to win. You know, they didn't. Arizona State won the game, but I think Duke's going to hang around. And obviously Arizona State is too. They're looking really good. Down in the Citrus Bowl that took place.
Down there. We saw the fans.
Yeah. Missouri taking on Minnesota. This was just an awful football game. I'm sorry to watch.
Yeah.
It's just two boring teams. They tried really hard, but they're just boring teams. Here's a shocker now. Big game Bob Stoops.
Oh.
What is going on with that team? Do you remember in week three, what was the consensus from all the analysts?
They were going to go all the way through to the playoffs.
I mean, there was no doubt.
No stopping them.
There was no doubt in anybody's mind. Oklahoma is by far the most complete football team in college football. Before the season even started, what I said was, you know, I think you have to have a quarterback. And for whatever reason, why everybody was sold on Trevor Knight because of one game against Alabama in the Sugar Bowl, that he was going to be a superstar. I said, you know, up until that point, they were getting rid of him. You know, they were, Blake Bell was expelling him. You know, he couldn't even become the starter. And Clemson comes out, Seminole Bill, and absolutely obliterates them 40-6. Yeah. Did you see that coming?
Didn't see that coming. I saw
with Cliff's doubt? No. Hell no.
No.
Imagine if Deshaun Watson was playing.
Oh, yeah. Bad news for them.
Who might be the most exciting quarterback for next year?
He's great.
So Clemson absolutely crushes Oklahoma, 8-5. Good Lord. This was a really good game. Auburn against Wisconsin. Boy, that was a lot of fun to watch. You know, Wisconsin comes out and wins the game 34-31.
Good ball game.
It was. That was a really good game. Wisconsin, I want to know this, though. What happened to Auburn's offense? I mean, we knew their defense was sketchy the whole year, just like every other defense in college football. And by the way, as we continue to go through all these bowl games, have you found the defense yet?
Not yet.
No. They're all okay. Nobody's great. But Auburn's offense, just it's like the last, except against Alabama. When they played Alabama, they looked like the normal Auburn offense. But it's like they just, I remember last year, man, there was like no stopping them. Like that team was going to put up 40 or 50 on you every game. But, you know, that wasn't the case. Okay, just a couple more and we're going to the NFL. Because I wanted to talk about LSU and Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And how LSU, another SEC West team, LSU's defense was so great, playing such, you know, the best defense in SEC West, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And Notre Dame with a quarterback that's never started before, yet alone throwing more than three passes, comes out there and they light them up for 31 points and win 31-28. Now, what you take from that is, okay, LSU, once again, you had the SEC patch on you. That doesn't mean, you know, you get all the credit in the world just for being in that conference. Obviously, that wasn't the case. I will say this, though. Holy cow. That Fournette guy.
He is a hoo-hoo.
And it's not this. It's not running between the tackles.
No.
What was most impressive, I will say this. When he broke through the line of scrimmage,
big dude.
And they couldn't catch him. And it's not like they were playing, you know, Cincinnati or Rutgers. They're playing Notre Dame, and Notre Dame has some players on the team, and you at least know that their defensive backs have got to have some speed. And man, a defensive back at 180 pounds or 190 pounds, they're trying to catch that 230-pound dude.
He just pulled
and he's
away.
Pulling away.
Yeah,
and I'm saying, holy smokes!
Yeah,
and then he's sitting on the sideline, and I go. He looks like he's a 29-year-old grown man.
Big boy.
How was he playing? How did he not run for 20,000 yards in high school football last year?
It's crazy.
I mean, he really was that impressive.
Man child.
Yeah, man child. So there were a lot of great games. We have one game left. One major, major game left in college football. Ohio State and Oregon, which should be a lot of fun. I know there's other bowl games and everything, but that's the one game we still have to look forward to. And everybody loves doing this, Seminole Bill, the way too early, regardless of what happens and who comes back in college football. I think the preseason number one team next year, hands down, is Ohio State.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I'm looking around. Who? You tell me. Ohio State's preseason number one next year, regardless of what happens in the national championship game. I'm looking, and I cannot find the team. I can't, because Mariota's going pro. Winston, I know people, I heard there's some speculation from what he said, and I just think that he's just really good at saying things like that. And not that he's not genuine, but, you know, I think that he's going pro. So there's not another number one team. There's no Mississippi State, don't give me that crap. No Ole Miss, no LSU. No, who else is ranked up there? No Alabama, no Oregon, no Baylor. Petty's gone. The team that would be number two, TCU.
Yeah,
yes. Yeah. Boykin comes back. Yeah, you're right. So I could see Ohio State 1 beat TCU 2, or I could see TCU 1, Ohio State 2. That's a good point, Seminole Bill.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to transition?
Let's go.
Let's transition to the NFL, the National Football League. Wild card weekend, as I said earlier in the show, I just love it. Let's look at the first matchup, Son of a Bill.
All right.
Yeah, Baltimore against your Pittsburgh Steelers. I love saying your Steelers. Should be a fantastic game.
Big rival.
Roethlisberger, though, I think is just the difference in the game. I know Le'Veon Bell is probably not going to play. You know, he's banged up. They signed Ben Tate, and that hurts because that guy's a playmaker. That guy's a playmaker. But you have Roethlisberger. And this is when we were saying earlier on, folks, the team that you just maybe don't want to play. Not based on a record, not based on stats, but based on certain personnel and what they're able to accomplish. And you know what I like to say, Bill, and people throw it around, is just the it factor. And Roethlisberger has the it factor. I know Flacco's won at Super Bowl and played lights out.
Yeah.
And during that run.
His head.
Yeah, absolutely. But Roethlisberger has two championships, man. The guy's been there. He's unflappable. And, you know, he's throwing some deep balls. And they're clicking on offense. You know, defense, but they're clicking on offense. And that always gives you a fighting chance. So he needs some weapons around him. It hurts with Bell. So who wins that game, Sonoma Bill? Baltimore at Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
Heinz Field. It's going to be 8:15 at night. NBC, cold.
Terrible towels flying.
Terrible towels all over the place.
It is going to be the Steelers because they're on a roll right now. They really are. I really believe that. This is their rival. I mean, this developed into a really good rivalry over the years. And
it is. There's no doubt.
They hate each other. They really do. They respect you. They hate each other. You know?
They do hate each other. So that's going to be a heck of a game. I can't wait for that. With all the X factors that go into it and just two teams that don't like each other. That's the difference between that matchup and every other matchup because there's no rivalry going on. So this is a rivalry playoff game at Pittsburgh. 8:15, January 3rd on NBC. The other Saturday game is Arizona and Carolina. Kind of the boring matchup, I guess you could say, right? I mean, really, come on, let's be honest. It's a boring matchup. There's no big name, especially on Arizona.
Yeah.
Patrick Peterson is a superstar, no doubt about that. Arizona plays really good defense. Their offense, I just can't see them winning this game. Is Carolina comes in with a losing record, but it's in the playoffs. And now here it is. right? The records don't matter.
Throw them out.
You know, you just throw them out. We're not worried about the records. And you know what that's based on? That's based on history. That's based on a New York Giants team that did it twice. That's based on plenty of teams that get on a run. You know, it's all about matchups now. Who do you match up well against? And I think Carolina matches up well against Arizona. And with Cam Newton back there and that dual threat, and now it's the postseason. So he's thinking, I'll run because I got three games left possibly. This game, one more game, and then if they're lucky enough to be in the Super Bowl, I don't think it's going to happen. However, I think Carolina wins this game. I think Pittsburgh wins. I'm sorry. I think Pitt beats Baltimore. And I think Carolina takes care of business against the Cardinals. Agree or disagree, Seminole Bill?
You know what? I'm gonna say that Carolina is gonna be there to play, but for some reason I'm just thinking Cardinals, man. They just keep, they're kinda like OSU. They keep wandering through things to just make it to the other side. I'm gonna go with the Cardinals on that one.
So you think the Cardinals come out on
really
top?
Do.
Okay,
yeah.
On the road. At on Carolina.
The road. On the road. I don't know why. It's just this gut feeling, man.
All right, it's all good. It's all good. All right, here's the other matchup. So we disagree on that one. The other matchup is Cincinnati against the Colts. Colts a 4 seed, Cincinnati a 5th seed. You know
that's
what?
A good ball game.
Here it comes again. All the spotlight, 100% on Andy Dalton. Dude is okay during the regular season. He's awful in the postseason. I mean, he's really, really bad in the postseason. He needs to be bailed out by Jeremy Hill. Right, the rookie running back out of LSU, A.J. Green, who's going to play. That's where he needs to be bailed out. I don't see him winning the football game. I think the Colts win this game. They match up really well. Like I mentioned earlier, they blew him out. You got Andrew Luck in the backfield who does make his mistakes. There's no doubt about that, but he somehow always overcomes them. I mean, he just does. 40 touchdowns this year he threw for. 40 touchdowns on, I don't know, on a team that is just okay, you know, personnel-wise. Reggie Wayne is not the same. You know, I mean, really, good tight ends, but nobody's special, you know, on that side of the ball. Offensive line is okay. Defense is just okay also, but I think they're good enough to beat the Bengals because I don't trust Andy Dalton. And here's another factor that comes into that, is when the Bengals have to answer questions that they show confidence in Dalton. So if you're answering that question, that means that, nobody else believes you,
right.
Put it that way. Okay, and then maybe I would say the second best game of the weekend is Detroit at Dallas. We love that the Cowboys are in the playoffs. No dog in a fight, but it's good for the NFL. It's good when the big brands are in the playoffs. So Detroit comes, Sue's playing now.
Yeah.
Which was just a bizarre situation anyway, that he gets fined $70,000. He claims that his feet were numb, and he didn't know what he was doing. I mean, just crazy, crazy stuff. I'm a little disappointed. I'm not disappointed. I just found it really weird that sometimes you can't come out and say it. Right? You can't come out and say it, but it's almost like the NFL said, you know, for ratings and everything like that, Sue's going to play.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, give me a break. I mean, really. So, Detroit, who has a great defense up against a Cowboy team that likes to run the ball, very effectively. It's at Jerry World. Similar to Bill, who comes out on top?
How about them Cowboys?
You think so?
Yeah,
I think the Cowboys come out on top?
I really do, yeah.
Is it a close game?
No. I think they went by 10 points.
Do you really? Yeah. Okay. You know what, though? I don't disagree with you. But you know what's really weird is that we're focused on the Lions defense, where up until this year, it was all about Stafford and Calvin Johnson and Reggie Bush. So they have the playmakers to put up some points. And there's by no means... does the Cowboys have a really good defense?
Nope.
The Cowboys' defense is respectable because of the offense. They've done a great job of running the football, eating up the clock, saving their defense, asking their defense, listen, you only have to be on the field for this amount of time. Give it all you have.
Right.
And keep us in the game. But I do think the Cowboys win that football game. So I'm pumped. I hope everybody out there in NFL land is fired up for the wild card weekend like the Mark Lloyd Show is. Okay, folks. When we come back, we're going to hook you up with a fitness tip, right?
Yep.
Boy, is now the time everybody needs one, right?
Yo, boy.
With the holidays.
Are you kidding? Yeah.
Even out talking to a third person, even Mark Lloyd fell off the wagon a little bit. Eating-wise, not as healthy as I should have been. Training-wise, though, I'm still on track. Also, we have our Austin Idol Water Check. And then we'll talk a little Dubai. I didn't mention anything about my trip. Yeah.
You say hello or Dubai?
We'll talk about Dubai. All that coming up here on the Mark Lloyd Show. Stay with us.
It's me, Mark Lloyd. Okay, fans, Peyton Manning, LeBron James, and Andrew Luck, all number one picks. Now let me tell you who your number one pick should be when it comes to protecting your identity. Hands down, it's Rapid Pro from our great friends at Fraud Protection Network. You hear the stories daily, retailer after retailer, having their so-called secure systems being hacked into by criminals, and thousands of good folks like you instantly becoming victims of identity theft. Our amazing team at Fraud Protection Network has developed the next generation in identity theft protection. Rapid Pro, real-time identity theft protection. You get credit monitoring, lost wallet protection, and positive trigger alerts, change of address, payday cash advance, and public records monitoring as well. It's all there, friends. You get true real-time alerting, no secondhand stuff, award-winning member service support, and $25,000 service guarantee to back you up. Call Fraud Protection Network at 855-203-0683 or visit their website at fraudprotectionnetwork.com. Take it from Mark Lloyd. When it comes to identity theft, the number one pick is Rapid Pro from Fraud Protection Network.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor. And they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
You knew we had to get some bass in, right?
Yeah, you know, you got to start the new year off right.
It's so
That's all Terminus.
How much you like that.
It's all Terminus.
I know. Terminus plays it, but Seminole Bill likes it the most. Your range of music is out. I mean, it's so wide, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
In a good way. In a good way. Welcome back to the show, my good friends. Thanks for hanging with us on this Saturday. Hopefully you're having a good Saturday morning or whatever time of day you're listening to the show. It airs at different times, right, Seminole Bill?
Correct.
But one thing we do know is that we are powered by Fraud Protection Network. Fraud Protection Network with the Rapid Pro real-time identity theft protection. They protect my identity, my wife's identity, my daughter's identity, Seminole Bill's identity, Terminus Eric's identity, their family, etc. So start protecting your identity today with Fraud Protection Network. Give them a call at 855-203-0683. Seminole Bill.
Or you can check them out on the web at fraudprotectionnetwork.com.
You're absolutely right. So get on that today, my good friends out there. All right, Seminole Bill, boy, we've had a lot of people that said, you know what, guys, hook us up with another fitness tip.
Yep.
Because it's that time of year. And it is funny. I never bought into that, but it really is. It's kind of, you just build in excuses going, well, you know, it's the holidays and there's so many different foods around that normally isn't, right? I mean, it's
good stuff.
That was a great face. Ooh. Everybody out there, if you could have seen Seminole Bill's face just then, that was fantastic. Okay, we all know this. It's kind of a 2-for-1 special here. You probably know this. But when you're doing cardio, you got to go 30 minutes or more, my friends. You got to go more than 30 minutes. Don't stop at 25. After 30 minutes, you know, the change starts happening. You start burning the fat now, not the energy you already had. So a lot of us knew that. This is something interesting, though, and I fell victim to this, is that when it comes to, so if you're doing cardio, right?
Yes.
One of the other, without lifting weights, exercises that you should do, no matter what age you are, is you should do your abs. You should do your sit-ups. And here's why. I'm not talking about so you could have a six-pack. Obviously, that's a good thing, but it has to do with your diet and your cardio. It's good for your posture. It helps build your core. But here's something. They said you shouldn't do abs every day. You should do it 2 or 3 days a week. It's just like any other muscle. So you got to watch that. So make sure you do it. You know, I would go 4 days a week. You know, do your abs 4 days a week. Get in your 30-plus minutes of cardio every day. Send us pictures of how you're getting lean. Actually, send that to Bill, not me.
Hey,
sorry about that. Okay, let's do our Austin Idol water check. We got to get this out of the way in a positive way. Seminole Bill, it's the holiday season. But if there's one thing that's for sure, is that when you're eating the foods maybe you're not supposed to, they're always loaded with sodium, so you always drink more water. So it's kind of that you drink more water, but then you get bloated really fast. What's your water checkout? And the reason we do this, folks, for those that are tuning in maybe for the first time, is that it's important to drink lots of water every day. We try to live a healthy lifestyle. We pass on the tips to you, but we also make sure you understand that you need to drink water, lots of it every day. Try to drink a gallon, you know. I'm always at between 100 and 125 ounces every single day of my life. Someone to Bill, what are you at? Water check.
Three bottles gone, 51 ounces today.
Very good. There you go. You might be eating like garbage, but at least you're drinking lots of water. Terminus Eric is in the house. What's the he's usually the letdown on the show, but recently he's been trending upwards.
Yeah.
As oil prices drop.
He's going up.
He's going up in the water consumption.
Yeah, I like
Terminus,
that.
Hook us up.
What was his number?
Huh?
What was
51.
51. Are you
Hold on. I'm at 64.
What?
But.
No.
I'm sorry, but it's a but. Gatorade.
Oh.
61 ounces.
64 of Gatorade.
Here's the best part.
What's the percentage of the water?
Who knows, but here's the best part. The smile on his face just then. He's really, so happy.
He's excited.
Yeah. Forget the fact
because
that he's taking in
something.
Forget the fact that he's taking in 260 grams of sugar already. So hopefully
that's why he's so happy.
Very
sugar
good.
High.
Hopefully Terminus is ready to run a few marathons this afternoon.
I hope so.
Yeah, not go to home and lay on the couch or play video games or anything like that.
Oh brother,
maybe he's just trying to recover.
Yeah,
from all the partying because of the birthday and
the
everything.
Birthday, that's right.
What did Terminus turn? 26.
Yes.
26. Wow, he's 26. He looks like he's 18. Good for him. That's for sure. You know what, though? I have you beat, Seminole Bill. I don't have Terminus. I'm at 58 ounces.
That's good.
But I really am the winner because he drank Gatorade.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've consumed 58 ounces of water.
After alcohol conquest like he must have gone through, isn't that kind of dangeroso?
Yeah, probably.
The Gatorade with the alcohol?
Actually,
you
I don't know.
You gotta watch that.
I don't know. I've drank alcohol with Gatorade.
There you go.
Oh,
we're experimenting
now. Not a good time.
Okay, Seminole Bill. All right, a lot of people wanted to know.
Yes.
My vacation all the week, I didn't get a chance to talk about it last week. We just didn't have enough time, but we saved a few minutes here. It wasn't just any vacation. I mean, we traveled to Dubai over in the Middle East, okay?
Right.
So, a long old flight on the way over there, here to JFK, JFK to Amsterdam, Amsterdam to Dubai. Didn't really bother me that much. You know, however, in the Amsterdam airport, there is a casino right in there.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, I didn't play anything. But yeah, there is a casino. So it was an epic trip. I mean, it really is. It's kind of one of those I would never have thought of going to Dubai, and especially with the whole family. And so we went over there. We stayed at a fantastic resort. A lot of people, if you've been to the Bahamas, you know the Atlantis Resort. Well, they have another one that's over there on the Palm Island. Jumeirah or something like that. That's the name of the island that they built out of the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's just stunning. We're on, I think, the Persian Gulf or the Arabian Sea or something. I can't remember what sea it was. But, you know, so overlooking that, it's truly an engineering marvel. And that's really cool. But I got to admit, one of the things I was looking forward to the most, I've never been we were in the Arabian Desert. We went to the Arabian Desert to drive dune buggies, or they call them sand buggies. Sand buggies through the desert, up and down these dunes that are giant, 50, 75 meters high.
Whoa.
Sand dunes.
Jokers.
Yeah. And I heard that there was a desert down the road that they get up to what did he say? 150 meters.
Oh,
so that's 450 feet tall. So we drove these sand buggies all through the desert, which is really cool. That was one of the excursions we went on. Then another one we went on was awesome. We went back to the desert. But this one, we did sand, you know, snowboarding?
Yes.
I did sandboarding down the dunes. So 150-foot sand dune and just barreling straight down it.
Hang sand?
Yeah, no, couldn't do that.
Oh.
But I straight down. No zigzagging because the sand's too heavy.
Right.
Straight down that, rode camels. Then we went in, what?
The camels?
Yeah, we rode.
Did you say hello to Mike?
Huh?
Mike, you know, it's hump day, you know.
No.
Yeah, sorry.
Very good. No, I didn't. I don't think they would have got that joke either.
they didn't.
And so that was really cool. We ate under the stars, you know, in a camp out there. It was very neat. We went on the SUV. That's how you got out there. But what was really cool is he took us up and down these dunes at super high speeds, so much that my wife got sick.
Oh, boy.
We had to pull over and she had to throw up.
Oh, no.
I'm not kidding. That's how fast and high we were going up on these dunes. It was crazy. It was like a roller coaster.
Oh, wow.
I was fine. And then we went on into the Persian Gulf on a yacht and did all kinds of fun stuff in the ocean. So it was a lot of fun.
Hey, sounds like you had a great time.
I will tell you this, though. I've never been more proud to be an American. And here's why. Because everywhere I went was English. And I said, you know what? It's great how we have such an influence over the world. And I was really proud of that. It might sound weird to a lot of people, but I was. I was like, this is awesome. It really is.
Glad you had fun. Glad you made it back.
Yes.
Happy New Year to everybody.
Yes. All right. Terminus Eric. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
For Simon LaBelle, I'm Mark Lloyd. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll talk to you next week. See ya.